The Lord is good to them that wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. This is Resonate Church's weekly podcast from Nuevo.
You are going to be so glad you came today. I'm telling you what, I love the Word of God. The Word of God is so cool, so awesome, so amazing. I'm telling you what, absolutely no doubt about it. If you just even logically look at the Word of God, you will no longer be an unbeliever. Statistically, if you love numbers, the probability of this Word working and coming to pass is zero. You cannot prophetically declare hundreds and thousands of years in advance things that would come to pass and be accurate even to a small degree. And the Bible does it over and hundreds of times it is prophetically displayed or proclaimed what was going to happen in our world, and it happened. Does it have anything to say about our day and age that we live in right now? Yes, it does. I am glad that you asked. Thank you for that question. And we're going to look at that today. We're going to interrupt our little teaching on the names of God, because so many people have been asking me to talk about end times. They're coming. Whether you like it or not, they will come for you at some time in your life. You are all terminal. Every one of you, this will be your last life on this earth. Amen? So live like it. Amen? Come on. Enjoy it. Live it. I love it. You know, it's such a great feeling when the doctor says you're going to die and you go, yes. The doctor didn't think I was like taking it serious enough when he said, you're going to die. And I go, best day of my life. I go, but what's going to happen to you? And then I passed out. Did die once. Came out of my body and watched him revive me. Oh, it was like, it's literally like this. Don't die. And I just literally, it was like I was going this way and all of a sudden I got sucked back in. Yeah, I wasn't done. And you know, I'm telling you what. I hope you never have the experiences that I had, you know what I mean? But can I just declare to you, there's more than enough evidence that what I just shared with you right now, that you can be excited about death, that it is good, and that God's word is good. There's so much information out there for you to glean and to look at, books, experiences, the Bible, and also that kind of stuff. There is no reason for you and I to be a doubter and unbeliever at all. God is good. But there is a force fighting against that goodness. And if you get lazy, it will overtake you. The kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent do what? Come on, somebody. So we're going to get a little violent today. We're going to take the kingdom by force. Woo, it's going to be good. All right. Hey, in a few weeks, we're going to go back to our 9/11 services, combining everything. And so that'll be good. And so it'll kind of even out the services. And then from there, I don't know, let's just build a bigger building so we can do one service. Ready? Let's go. We're going to talk today about the seven feasts of the Lord. The seven feasts of the Lord. And these seven feasts depict and show the age we live in and the beginning of the church to the rapture and the end times of everything. And it's totally awesome. And it's so exciting. It is so cool. So I'm going to get started, and then I'm just going to start preaching. I got more information in my noggin and in my heart that I can get out in this short little time that we have together. So hold on, and we'll get out what needs to get out. Sound good? Yeah, Lord, help me and you in Jesus' name. Leviticus 23, if you want to look at these, all these feasts, this is the only place in the Bible where all the feasts are laid out in succinct order. They're there. Leviticus 23, And it talks about that you will obey these feasts and you will keep these convocations. You will look at these things and keep them. And he says, this is a holy convocation. This is a holy assembly. And the convocation just means assembly. And so it's a holy assembly before God. Do you realize this gathering right now is a holy convocation? It's a holy gathering right here, right now. Together corporately, you know what we can do? We can right now minister to one another. We can receive right now information that's going to help us to be bold and strong, to live out in this world with an anointing. And that's what we need to do. Let this time be something that is awesome and powerful, but it will only be awesome and powerful based upon what you expect. Yeah, you know, in Jesus' hometown, I told you, my brain is going 8,000 miles an hour. In Jesus' own hometown, he couldn't do any mighty works. Why? Because they had no expectation of Jesus. None. So he didn't do anything, right? And then there's people that weren't even Jews that had great expectation from Jesus, and he marveled at their faith. And so our expectation of God and what he will do is highly important. You should wake up every day and go, I have great anticipation that you're going to do great and wonderful things in my life. I draw on you today. Come on, to make me bigger, better. I want to know you more today, and I expect you to reveal yourself to me. I just don't relate when people say they don't see God. I run into him everywhere. I can't get away. Even if I want to sin, he's there. I bump into him. It's awesome. What's that? It's like, I don't have one of those, but hey, you know, I'll trust you. All right. Okay, so we're just going to get right into these feasts. I'm going to show them to you real quick. There's seven feasts right here, and we're going to go over these. And I'll put this up at the end of the service so you can write these down. Okay, so when I'm done, if you want to write them down, don't leave. They'll be up, okay? They promised me. Passover, it talks about Jesus died. Unleavened bread talks about Jesus buried. First fruits, Jesus arose. I'll explain these to you. Pentecost, the Holy Spirit and the church started. Yay! Trumpets, the rapture. Atonement, Jesus' second coming. And the tabernacles, we reign with him for 1,000 years. Okay, so those are the seven feasts. Four have happened, three are yet to come. So let's look at these right now. The Passover. Leviticus 23:5, it says, on the 14th day of the first month at twilight is the Lord's Passover. Now listen, the Passover lamb, this is so cool. This is stinking great. This is amazing, the Passover. This is one of the feasts, the things that they had to keep, all right? You didn't keep these feasts, I'm telling you what, you were in trouble. So one of them was Passover. You know what Passover celebrated? Anybody? They were coming out of Egypt, and what happened? The Passover, the death angel was coming, and what did they have to do? They had to get a lamb, a spotless lamb, no blemish, representing Jesus Christ. I'll prove that to you in just a minute. They had to do this. They had to kill it. They had to eat it. They had to get the leaven out of the house. They had to eat unleavened bread, ready to go, eating and all this other kind of stuff, and all this, you know, things, and so they did this.